Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Of all the things you'd never expect to happen to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a scene of biblical proportions.
How scary was this?
In an Eastside town. I mean, Kimmy put it perfectly.
Yeah, but think of it's the end of the world.
And it's a situation that could have killed several people that had no way to prepare for it.
But it missed them, obviously?
Yeah, by the grace of God or something.
Yeah.
Because someone, Tommy, screwed up bad.
Oh.
And because of that, there are thousands of dollars in damage to deal with and a couple of people who were inches away from meeting their maker.
Death.
Yeah.
You'd be dead.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a wild story. Coming from Penfield.
Whatever.
Thursday morning, some guys were playing pickleball at the Shadow Pines Pickleball Court.
Oh, all right.
When they heard a loud blast.
Blast.
And it led to what had to be the scariest moment of their life.
What was blasted?
Story on 10NBC says a scheduled blast at the Dolomite Quarry on Wayland Road sent a shower of large rocks.
And like... large rock. They're not kidding.
You mean as in boulders?
Yes.
Examples of the rocks in the story.
The rocks were raining down on the pickleball courts and the playground right next door. The guys playing pickleball had to run for
incoming.
Their lives. Yes. To get out of the way. This is one of the guys who was caught in the rock shower describing what happened.
There was this enormous blast. And all of a sudden we look up. I mean, you could almost feel the shockwave and like see the ripple in the air. And then there, we just saw rocks that were flying down.
That same man later said he found a rock the size of a basketball embedded into the ground near them.
Like a cannonball.
Tommy, you get hit with that, you're dead.
Yeah.
Well, thank you,
doctor. I'm just letting you know. I'm letting you know because you're being awfully.
Kimmy, if you get hit with something that's a rock the size of a basketball, you know what?
Raining in the air.
No. You know what?
What?
You're dead.
You're being awfully nonchalant about
dead.
The rock rain.
No more pickleball. You're dead.
Rock rain. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Rock rain, I think, is coming to that show, too. Rock rain opens up for the Fiddle Girls.
The Fiddle Girls.
Yeah. The Femme Fiddle Girls.
The good news.
What's the good news?
It sounds like everyone's okay.
By the way, is Dolomite in some kind of trouble
So
here?
We'll get there. We'll get there because we're not even done with the actual story.
They're going to lighten up with a dynamite
We're not done with all this stuff that happened. The bad news.
What's the bad news?
Not everyone's property is okay.
Oh, wait, did houses get hit?
Well, not houses, but they talked to one guy whose sunroof was shattered by all the fallen rocks.
No, it's just a bigger sunroof.
Covered.
All their cars and the playground were damaged by the rock shower.
God damn.
As of now, no one really has any idea what truly happened.
Okay.
So here's what we do know.
What's up?
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. The town of Penfield says the debris came from the Dolomite Quarry site.
Yeah.
The explosion was a planned explosion.
Yeah, to loosen up the racks.
Okay. Dolomite says it was a third party that exploded whatever it was.
So
on
the
their
people
site.
They hired to come in and do this.
That's what they say. Right. And Dolomite says they are cooperating with the DEC and law enforcement, and everything I just told you is all we know.
All right.
Which is not a lot to know.
No.
When you got rock shower falling on your head.
Yeah, because like how far did those things travel?
Yeah, like I wouldn't even think being in that park that was a possibility, you know?
I don't care where you are. I've never thought of raining rock on my head as a possibility.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Fair?
Yeah.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To the people that work in this industry, know how this all works. How does something like this happen?
How many of these do we have in the area?
So there's one in Gates. I know that. Yeah. I thought Dolomite was the. I thought that was the only one in Gates.
Are there more than we think?
Same company. What's that big one when you're going towards Buffalo? You see right from the throughway.
Oh, you're talking about Solomite.
Oh, Solomite.
Yeah.
No, it's like a big hole.
What it is. I don't know who owns it.
What would you call a big hole like that?
I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm talking about a very serious situation where men were almost killed with a boulder.
First of all, they weren't killed.
Almost killed. Bro, it's a basketball-sized rock that lands right next to you.
I'm Dolomite.
Bro, you walk across an empty street at 5 in the morning, and you panic. you talk like you're running across Omaha Beach. These guys are in a raining rock situation. You're like, oh, no.
At least you got a game in where you died.
Like, is this just a bad day on the job?
I hope so.
Is this a mistake that's easy to make? Has something like this happened before?
I would think it shouldn't be a mistake that's easy to make. Flying boulders around, man.
I mean, look.
I mean, that thing traveled a mile?
I don't know, actually.
I guess I don't know how close they are.
Yeah, how far is that quarry to the, what is it, Shadow Pines? Is that the park they were at? Because there was an interesting detail in the story from 10NBC.
What's that?
They said the people who live near the area reported hearing the blast. But the blast they heard was different from other blasts they've heard in the past.
Meaning it was louder?
I guess, but
more powerful?
Does that mean they're blasting rocks on a regular basis?
Well, that's how they loosen this stuff up, I thought.
I understand, but like that would suck living near the quarry.
Yeah.
Boom!
Dynamite.
Boom! Especially
I mean,
after...
it's close, but they still traveled pretty far, you know what I mean?
Okay.
One house got hit.
Look, I mean, it's possible. They just don't know.
It doesn't look like there's anything else really around there that it would hit.
Well, I mean,
like business-wise.
When you say you would know, yes. I mean, like, maybe it hasn't been gotten back to the news yet that a house.
I'm just thinking, like, a boulder that size hits your roof, it's going straight to the basement.
No big deal what I hear, though. It's fine. Nothing happened.
I hear it can go through 7 pickleball players.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A bunch of pickleball players on Thursday at the Shadow Pines Pickleball Court in Parenton heard a large boom, looked in the sky.
Incoming!
To see rocks raining down upon them. They ran for shelter. The rocks came from an explosion at the Dolomite Quarry Pit. The pickleball court was damaged. The playground was damaged. Guys were narrowly missed by basketball-sized rocks flying out of the sky.
It's got to sound like artillery hitting the ground.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way that the guy describes it sounds like some, like, apocalyptic movie. Yeah.
No, but I think you described it perfectly, because you would have no idea what just happened.
No, you hear boom, you feel it, and then stuff just starts raining out of the
sky. So you gotta know, like, hates pickleball. If you don't know where these rocks are coming from, what do you think?
I would think that, in all seriousness, I would think that the world is coming to an end, like, we got hit by a meteor, that's what's
right,
happening.
Like some space thing happened. Yeah, all right. with the pickleball players I know and how passionate they are about their pickleball times and court use, did these people go back to playing pickleball afterwards?
There was no way I'm playing pickleball.
Well, I'm guessing the court's damaged.
Good point.
That thing might have like craters in it.
I don't care what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If I narrowly avoid being crushed to death by raining rocks, I'm going in my house for the rest of the day and I'm not coming out. If you had
I would go out. I mean, I would leave the air. I mean, I wouldn't be afraid. Like, let's say I was playing there and I went home back to Pittsburgh. I'm not afraid of getting hit by a rock from a quarry that's miles away.
I'm not afraid of being hit by the rock. I'm just saying.
So you're going to be gunshot.
My outside is done for the day. I think I earned that. I think I earned almost.
So you'd be like shell-shocked.
You wouldn't?
Rock Shock, who's also coming to that fiddle show.
Well, it's one of my favorite B-52 songs. Rock shy. Okay, nope.
There's a rock in the woods.
You are. I hate you so much.
Didn't hit the pickleball.
You wouldn't even know what direction to run in.
Yeah, because it's coming from everywhere.
I mean, I guess find cover somewhere.
Yeah, but the shelter's not going to. Yeah, the rock but it could go through stuff.
I don't know if it's going to even save me.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Clint. Hey, Clint, how are you, buddy?
Good. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. So yesterday morning, I was at home. I live probably 0.25 miles from the quarry. and the whole...
Can I stop you real quick? I love how you didn't go with a quarter. You went with 0.25.
Man, you know, some people don't understand that.
Go ahead,
I was worried. I was really worried if Tommy wasn't going to get me there.
Go ahead.
But yeah, so yesterday morning, the whole house shook and then rumbled for probably about 5 seconds. My dogs were wigging out. Normally, we've been here almost 10 years. Normally, they blast on Tuesdays. And you'll get a little shake, but yesterday's was extreme.
So you are you knew what it was right away based on the fact that you live near it?
Yeah, I 100% figured it was the quarry, but I was just like, it's Monday. I'm like, what's going on? And it was a big shake. I mean, my whole house pretty much tremored, shook, and then vibrated for a good 3 to 5 seconds.
Did you notice when you bought this house?
No. And then when they sold, so when we moved here, Shadow Pines, the old golf course, was right across the street from the quarry. It's like my backyard. And they closed the golf courses because the Dolomite Group was selling Shadow Lake, Shadow Pines, and then...
all the shadows gone. One. Just gone. Got rid of all the shadows.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right, well, hey, I'm glad you're okay, Clint. You know, hold on for dear life over there.
By the way, it's Tuesday.
Buy a helmet.
Hey, have a good one, fellas.
There goes Clint, 0.25 miles away.
That would suck.
I don't want to live in a place where I know what the explosion schedule is down the street. Yeah.
That's horrible.
How about what
I wonder if he found any rocks in his yard, or if it just, like, blasted one direction or something.
I'd be really pissed at a realtor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danny writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says... Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they blast rocks at Penfield Dolomite. They blast late in the morning and early afternoon. The quarry is just over half a mile away from the playground pickleball courts, and he says that's just over 0.50 miles to satisfy some listeners.
All right. Yeah. That does seem like a good idea. That sounds like poor planning all the way around.
What doesn't sound like a good idea?
Putting playgrounds next to where they're blasting rocks.
Well, like if you talk about the one in Gates, I'm sorry, Kim, I don't mean to cut you off. It's in the middle of everywhere. Like I mean, like,
but that's not good. They should have like a little buffer zone would have been nice.
But I mean, what came first? Was it the quarry or the houses around them? The thing, I mean, I'm sure out in
Penn, those quarries are probably back from the 1800s. Yeah, when they were digging up rock to build this country, man. How do you think they got stone?
Put some man in there. Just
how do you think you got? How do you think you got stone to build these bridges and everything? They had to dig it up.
I understand.
It also seems like a bad thing to put. I don't know which came first, but near a golf course.
Well, golf course definitely came later.
That's definitely going to mess up your swing.
Yeah. Boom! Quit blowing things up in my backswing. Joe is writing us, the park is closer than half a mile. It's literally just across the road, so that's why they caught the worst of it.
Ah, okay.
Let me ask you this. What? So let's say you're one of these guys playing pickleball when these rocks start raining down upon you from the Dolomite Pit in Penfield yesterday. Are you pissed that happened to you out of nowhere, or do you feel lucky that you managed to escape without injury?
First, I'm going to feel lucky I escaped.
Okay.
Now I'm pissed.
Okay.
Because what the F, man?
No, I mean, what the F is a fair question.
Yeah.
Right? But no, the natural reaction would be, I can't believe I survived.
Thank God I survived, right? But now I'm pissed.
I mean.
Because I'm going to make all those promises. I'm going to live better. You know, please stop. And as soon as it's over, I go right back to being a dick.
And you don't think, you know, if you being an agnostic, if God exists, he doesn't see right through that?
Yeah, but in the moment, I'll take a shot.
Okay, good call.
You know, just throw it up there and see if he's listening.
252 WCMF. We got quarry talk going on here in the break room. A man who's from the inside, but from the other side of town.
Oh.
Rocket's on CMF. Hey, Rocket, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I'm in the Gates Dolomite here. We no longer blast rock. We just ship in our rock and produce asphalt here. But the Penfield quarry there, they definitely blast, and they're deep down in the ground there. So when we heard about the blasting and the rocks shooting out, it was a shock to us because they're twice as deep as we are here in Gates.
No kidding.
Yeah. They call that pit their mom plant. It's about halfway
very
down,
deep.
And then they're blasting for
boys down
twice
there.
As deep.
Maybe they're having problems at Dolomite because they're hiring guys named Rocket.
Yeah, well, I'm a fast worker, so you know, maybe they sped up too and tried to take a shortcut. You never know.
Rocket, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. So we're talking about living in that area.
Yeah.
Christopher wrote us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, I live across the street from the quarry, and it's cracked all the drywall in my house over the years.
This kind of suck. Like, how do you sell those houses?
You don't tell anybody because it doesn't sound like anybody knew.
But,
yeah,
but now it's like
you don't schedule showings during blast days.
Oh man,
like your house is like got cracks and stuff.
Yeah,
and now that you know this is a possibility,
right?
You think blowing up rocks for a living would be fun?
Oh yeah.
Well, now that we know what we know, that you can make a mistake this big.
Yeah, I don't want to be responsible for any mistake.
No, but it's got to be cool blowing stuff up.
But that's someone's job, right?
Yeah, like you put the dynamite in and you hit that little charger thing.
Well, you said it was a third party though that came in and did this.
Yeah.
So, well, if you work there, you're probably not. You get to see it.
No, but
you're not doing it.
I'm saying, like, even the company that does this. Somebody has that job.
Okay. Yeah, they're demolition guys, right?
How much education do you need to blow up rocks? Like, is it like a 5-hour class? Do I need a college degree? Do I need to be like a legitimate scientist?
Well, you got to know how to handle explosives, right?
But like, am I making the explosives? Did the explosive come in? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right.
Like, how scientific do I have to be with the explosion?
I'm guessing you don't need to be a scientist.
You don't need to be a scientist to
You get that little charger thing, right? So you run the wires out right? You go like this.
Uh-huh. No, but you're not thinking this through here. Also need to be able to do the math to ensure that you did the right amount of explosive and not rain rock down upon everybody.
Well, that's the thing about dynamite, son.
What's that?
It can't read or write, so it don't care about your math. The dynamite will put that rock wherever it wants.
Which is why okay. Dylan writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, says, I went to school in Penfield. The middle school used to shake every Tuesday. Never forgot transferring from Gananda. The first time it happened, kids acted like it was normal. Could you imagine being like 10 years
old?
It's
got to be like a mini earthquake, though. Oh, your mom was there?
It's two mom jokes in one break.
Yeah, well.
Proud of yourself?
We're talking about blasting. Master blaster.
Tell you what, why don't we give you the next two breaks off? Take a nap. How about that?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
We know anything with a Bills connection sells like crazy right now.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to put that to the ultimate test.
It sure is.
Because a cereal with Josh's face on it, that sells.
Yeah.
A hot sauce with Josh's face on it, that sells.
Mm-hmm.
But what about some Josh stuff for the folks trying to keep things healthy?
Okay.
Will it sell. You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Big news coming from Tops and Wegmans.
Yeah, what do you got?
So for those who don't know, Josh Allen grew up on a farm.
Yeah, Northern California.
Northern California. He was a member of the 4-H Club.
Oh.
Another fun fact.
A farm boy.
His 4-H jacket currently resides in the 4-H Hall of Fame.
Oh.
They have a Hall of Fame for 4-H?
Another fun fact, they have a Hall of Fame for 4-H. Okay. Actually, the whole Hall of Fame is just a room with Josh Allen's jacket.
Okay, and a pitchfork.
So, but he comes from a farming family, yeah. And his family still operates Allen Family Farm.
Oh, the old Allen Farm?
That's right. Right now, you can go get a taste of what they do.
Oh.
Because Tops and Wegmans are carrying Allen Family Farms melons in their produce section.
And they're just exclusively in their own section.
Yes.
Away from all the other non-famous melons.
This idea is a collaboration between the Allen family and Oshai Children's Hospital out in Buffalo.
Okay.
A portion of the proceeds from each melon will go to the Patricia Allen Fund, which is named for Josh's grandmother, out at Oshai Children's Hospital. So, Kimmy, this story dropped over the weekend, and folks were super excited about it.
Yeah.
So leave it to the dick in the room to come in yesterday and ruin it for everybody.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Because I had mentioned this to Kimmy, and you go, oh, yeah, I saw him.
So I'm shopping. I go into Wegmans, and I just see the cantaloupes there, right? Not even knowing what they are.
Uh-huh.
Not even really paying attention. Uh-huh. So I said, oh, these must be like local melons. Let me look at them. So I look at them, and I looked at the netted ones they had, which are a little bit more expensive but are really sweet. So I go, I'm not buying this melon. It looks like a standard-ass melon.
Said it was a garbage melon.
Garbage melon. I'm going to go get a good melon. So I passed up on it. So Jimmy, one of the kids at work there.
Your best friend, who is paid to be nice to you, but go on.
He's a very nice guy.
I'm not saying he's not nice.
Big fan of the show.
He's so nice, he makes you believe that he likes you, because that's his job. But go on. I'm sorry.
So he turns me on. He goes, those are the Josh Allen melons. And I go back and look at the display. I'm not paying attention.
I would think he was kidding.
So it's got... It says Allen Family Farm. It's got a little kid in bib overalls, and he's like looking off at the farm. So you're looking at the kid's back.
Okay.
But it has Josh Allen's number. So it's like little Josh looking at his farm. But he has his future Buffalo Bills number on his overalls.
It was Destiny.
Yes. So it's all laid out for you right there. But it's front and center. You can't miss it when you walk in, except unless you're me.
Okay, but he crapped all over Josh Allen's melons, which really bothered me.
Well, because they were just like... Bro, they were just a standard cantaloupe. There's better cantaloupe. Because these other cantaloupes.
Where do we get most of our cantaloupe?
California and Mexico.
So, like, where's Family Farm is? California?
But these ones in these nets, they're like really sweet and they're really expensive, but goddamn, they're delicious.
Do you hear yourself right now?
What?
Do you hear yourself right now? I only buy my cantaloupes in nets.
Yes. You know, I'm picky about my fruit.
I'm just surprised you don't want to try. I mean, you are somebody that branches out with their fruits.
So my wife wants one.
Like, you think because it's more expensive, it must be better.
Yes. But it usually is when it comes to produce.
Not the case.
Because it's a higher grade.
Okay, shut up.
So my wife's now going to want one of these.
So why didn't you just get it? She would have been so thrilled after, you know, Jimmy told you.
Hey, next week you're going to have your melon.
Wow. You are that guy right now.
What am I that?
Oh, everyone likes the Josh Allen melons? I hate them. So
hold on. I didn't even notice.
You have not tried them yet.
My ass.
It looks too standard.
Too standard for a melon?
What do you want? What do you want? Wi-Fi with it? It's a melon.
No net.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah?
Are you going to buy a melon just because it came from Josh's family farm?
I might.
Me too. Does that make us sad?
Probably.
Okay. No, it makes us good Bills fans, and it makes us charitable.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not somebody that usually does a lot of research into the brand of fruit I'm buying. But I guess if they're making it that obvious, I would have to try it.
Okay, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can I ask a potentially stupid question?
Knock yourself out.
All right, so Allen Farms in California.
Mm-hmm.
Are there local farmers that grow cantaloupes and honeydew melons? Because those are the two options you have. You can buy a honeydew or a cantaloupe from Allen Family Farms at Tops or Wegmans.
I mean, I guess you could.
You're talking about here.
Yeah, do they? Are there Rochester family farms that grow cantaloupe and honeydew that you can buy at Tops and Wegmans?
That I don't know.
Because, like, if you want to talk about, like, what's good and what's not, I would guess, in theory, those would be the better melons because it's less of a place to travel.
Yeah.
But then again, we get bananas, and those come from, like, the other side of the world.
I don't think. Maybe it's just not profitable because you can't grow enough of them quick enough.
Yeah, it seems like the ones I'm seeing that are grown like in Western New York, they come from greenhouses, so I don't know like how many you can grow indoors.
Okay. And those would be super expensive.
Well, yeah, but they'd come in a net, so you'd want them.
Oh, it's a net? I'm in.
252 WCMF, Tops and Wegmans are now carrying, as part of a promotion with Oshai Children's Hospital, charitable endeavor, Allen Family Farms. That's Josh Allen's family farm. Cantaloupes and honeydew melons that you can go and buy and support your quarterback's family because God knows they need it right now.
Yeah.
And do a little bit good for the Patricia Allen Fund, which is tied to Oshai Children's Hospital.
Hey, he owns avocado farm too, right?
He has his own personal avocado farm. Well, like that he owns by his family.
So I wonder if we're going to start getting...
Josh Acados?
Josh Acado.
I would buy a Josh Acado.
Josh Amole.
I would eat Josh Amole.
I bet you would.
Yeah. Happily.
First got to line up for it.
100%.
Oh, I know that.
What an honor it would be to be the first one to try.
Get some Josh Amole all over that new jean jacket. With your buttons and your little patches.
If they started selling Josh Allen avocados
you know what's coming.
At Wegmans, I would exclusively buy Josh Allen.
I mean, it
avocados.
Ties right into like you know dips and football. And
what
stuff.
Is he doing? Is his avocado farm not big enough to handle the Josh Acado economy? Okay. With these cantaloupes and honeydew melons, right? We know that people went out and bought Josh Allen cereal to hold on as a collector's item. Same with the hot sauce, Flutie Flakes in basements all over Rochester 30 years later. Are there going to be people buying these cantaloupes to hold on to as collector's items?
God, I hope not.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Will people try to get him to autograph a the melon. Cantaloupe? Like, can I see like a line of people and somebody holding out the melon for him to sign.
What a great...
It's going to happen.
What a great piece of memorabilia that would be.
Yeah, but how would you preserve that?
You wouldn't. Do you take a picture of it?
Oh, wait, nope. Hold on. Let's break this down.
Unless you use the outer part.
The skin?
Yeah.
The rind?
No, the skin.
What do you call it?
Is it called the skin?
Yeah, the skin of the melon is the outside of the melon.
What do you, Google what you call the outer part because he's being awfully smug for a man that's about to be wrong and he knows it.
I know my produce.
The outer skin. It's the outer skin.
You don't know produce. Your parents can afford produce.
The outer skin. Skin. Take your time. I would have to say, if I went down into somebody's man cave and they had an autographed Josh Miller.
Like it's like on display like a basketball under glass with a light.
I'd be unbelievable.
But it rots.
Okay.
All right, you're both right. It's called the rind. It can also be referred to as the skin.
Told you.
No, but
you made fun of me when I said rind.
You made fun of me.
No, I said rind. No. But corrected me for what? I was right, stupid. Dumbass. Ooh. Oh, you don't know produce.
Josh, sign my rind.
I would have him sign my rind. You can sign all the rinds you want. No, all right, let's walk through this.
All right.
Like, if you're on TikTok, they'll sell you all kinds of crazy, stupid, like, things. Yeah. And one I've seen lately are those, like, zip plastic bags that'll suck all the oxygen out and it's supposed to preserve food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ziploc bag.
Well, no, it's...
Yeah. Well, no, like, it yeah.
It's got
it
a vacuum.
It for a while.
It's vacuum sealed.
Yeah, but only for a little while. You're supposed to, like, freeze that stuff and put it in the fridge.
Well, no, like, if I were to vacuum seal a cantaloupe, how long would that last?
Not long.
How do you know?
I think the rind would start to break down.
Again, it is the right term that she just proved. You dumbass. You dumbass.
Yeah, it didn't last long. The best thing you could do is have him sign it, stand there with him, take a picture of it, and then throw the goddamn
thing
away.
No, I want it in my man cave. I want it in my man cave. Kimmy, could you try and go? Look, man, they preserved mummies in Egypt. I could hold a cantaloupe for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? There's got to be a way to do it.
Like freeze dry.
You have to freeze it.
Like, no, dry it out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you hollow it out, you dry it out, and then you save the rind.
No.
And the skin.
All right, so, okay, ramen's big lately. You guys know this, right?
The noodles?
Oh, yeah. So the new products that have been selling like crazy, and my daughters want us to get these all the time. The, like, the filling, how do you put this? When you have the noodles.
Yeah.
And then, like, the shrimp and, like, the other, like, things. What do you call that?
The fixins.
Okay, we'll go with fixins.
Yeah, so
they sell freeze-dried shrimp and all the other fixins in bags. The shrimp, like, lasts forever.
Yeah.
Right? But that's, like, a living thing that could rot. Can we freeze-dry a cantaloupe?
Maybe so, but what would that cost you?
I don't know. It's a Josh Allen autograph freeze-dried cantaloupe.
Like, you'd have to go to, like, RIT and have those nerdlingers work on it.
Nerdlingers. Goy. No, there's no company that'll freeze-dry cantaloupe for me here in Rochester.
I'm sure bend over, man.
What are you talking about? You don't know what freeze-drying costs.
I guarantee it's about $1,000.
Those shrimp bags are not expensive.
Yeah, but that's mass done in Korea.
Mass done in Korea. I bet you I can get a melon freeze-dried for under $20.
$20?
$20 freeze-dry the rind and the cantaloupe all together, $20.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Who can freeze-dry my Josh Allen cantaloupe? I'm willing
to
pay.
Who even freeze-dries?
Somebody said you could put it in epoxy.
Oh, yeah.
Where you sink the whole thing in glue?
Yeah, pretty much.
Resin?
And then it, like, it's
it would harden and keep it.
I guess.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, that's perfect. And you could put it on display under glass.
Forever. Bro, there you go.
I have a new mission. But Josh doesn't sign for adults, and it would be weird to walk up to him with a melon.
Give it to
your
kid.
I'm sure he's seen. He has to have seen it all at this point.
Give it to your kids to sign.
Well, no, now I'm going to be that guy that's like using my kids to get a piece of memorabilia I want from Josh Allen. That's weird.
Well.
And like he doesn't do like autograph signings either. Like he doesn't need to like stand in line and like get the melon.
Oh, he doesn't do those.
But like I wonder if at like training camp, like if somebody was standing there with a melon, if he would sign it.
Can you get a melon in the training camp or a game to have him sign it for you?
I mean, you could get a football. Well,
it's my lunch.
You're not allowed to take a football in the game anymore.
Training camp.
Yeah, it's my lunch.
I'm bringing a melon with me to eat during the game.
Yeah, I'm on a diet. I'm going to cut it up later.
With the rind still on it.
Yes. I like it really natural. Like crack it open fresh.
There's no way they'd let you into a Bills game with a melon. 252 WCMF. We're talking about Allen Family Farms. That is Josh Allen's family. They, as part of a promotion with Oshai Children's Hospital, raising money, are selling their melons in Tops and Wegmans right now. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Bill, how are you, buddy?
Good, and yourself?
Good, man. What's up?
You could can the melon if you could get it into a container large enough, maybe a large pickle jug, and you could can it, which it would hold its shape just like any other fruit.
Okay, but wouldn't his autograph come off once I put all the chemicals in there to keep it?
If you did it with a Sharpie, probably. You know, it would probably be blurry.
Well, what else are you going to do? Have him carve his name in it with a knife, Bill? Yeah. What a stupid idea, Bill.
The whole cantaloupe's a stupid idea, but anyways.
Wait, Bill, you're not going to go buy a cantaloupe just because it says Josh Allen's name on it?
I am not. I even if I ate cantaloupe, I probably wouldn't buy one.
Hey, no sucker.
Yeah,
sucker.
Bill's too cool for the Josh Allen cantaloupe. Ah, bunch of sheep. Bah.
Just milking out of more money. All right.
Bill, thanks for the call. Yeah, God forbid we support the children's hospital. Take that. Vex Patriarch writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He writes, so much to unpack here. Tommy likes his melons wearing fishnet stockings. Shock. Arondacoit melons exist. Tell Kimmy to Google it. Hear me out. Melon jerky, the way to preserve the melon, Tommy would love it.
Melon jerky. How does that even work?
Well, we got to find your mom, get her top off, and then it goes from there. Jerky it all over those melons.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, I got multiple people now sending me epoxy stuff.
Oh, I was going to say, Arondacoit melons do exist?
That's what Vex Patriarch says. Why would he lie?
Yeah, Quaid Farms.
It was on Instagram.
Huh? I'm just looking for where they sell them.
All right, question. All right, so Clark sent me this video, a couple other people. There are people that have been epoxying fruit.
Okay.
Why?
He's just right. Famous fruit?
I'm looking at a strawberry being epoxied. It's not a Josh Allen strawberry.
Okay.
Why would I want to epoxy that?
Yeah. And what do you do with it after that? You display all your, like, resin fruit?
I guess. Okay. Yes. My brother did have a semi-genius idea.
Your brother?
Oh, yeah. Well, the new Let's Go Duffalo podcast is up.
What's
right
that?
Now. Well, you check it out. If you were to buy a Josh Allen melon, you could take all the seeds from the melon, plant them in your backyard, and in theory, have a forever Josh Allen cantaloupe or honeydew melon patch.
Your own Josh farm.
You would just have to keep collecting the seeds every year after they, and keep planting it
back. Okay, so you'd have your own Allen farm.
Yeah, in your backyard.
On the East Coast.
Is that weird?
Yeah, that's sad.
Well, free cantaloupe.
It's kind of sad.
Free. You buy one cantaloupe, you get like a whole bunch of cantaloupe.
Oh, my God.
No, my favorite fruit. Take it or leave it.
No, I agree.
If it's in a fruit salad, I pick around it.
What, really?
Yeah. Does nothing for me. It's better stuff.
She's anti-melon. She's always been.
Cantaloupe, not my favorite of the melons.
No, but cantaloupe is one of the more pleasant melons.
Yeah. It's got a soft texture, nice taste, not overpowering.
It doesn't really taste like anything.
Tastes like cantaloupe.
Tastes like melon.
I'll take a watermelon.
No, okay.
I like watermelon. No, I'm pro watermelon.
I think they're just better fruit. That's all I'm saying.
If we're going to do the power ranking of melons, I would agree. Alabama is watermelon.
Yeah.
But I would say cantaloupe is second.
Cantaloupe, honeydew.
Honeydew is way down for me.
Yeah.
Really?
Honeydew doesn't do it.
To me, it's the same.
No.
Another one I pick through.
No, I don't like. Honeydew sucks.
I can go back and forth on those.
Although, if we're going to talk collectible-wise, the honeydew has a lighter rind. Therefore, it would probably hold an autograph
better. What about the
skin? I don't know what you're talking about. That's not a thing in the world.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
A controversy that is completely unnecessary for a team that is going through a hell of a lot of bad right
now.
Your Buffalo Bills are 2-0, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a team, a nemesis, you would argue,
that
are not doing so well. The Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2.
Oof.
They have lost 3 straight games, including the Super Bowl from last year. Patrick Mahomes, first time in his career, he has lost 3 straight games. And there is a reason why the Chiefs may be struggling offensively the way they are right now.
Okay.
Their first-round pick from last year, Xavier Worthy, his shoulder was dislocated by Travis Kelce in the first game when they ran into each other.
Oh.
And they are also missing wide receiver Rashee Rice. He will not be playing for the first 6 games of the season. Do you know why?
What did he do?
He was suspended by the league after an incident in the offseason where he was racing on a highway, hitting speeds of up to 120 miles an hour.
Damn, Rashid.
And doing, quote, aggressive maneuvers.
Wait, but that gets you suspended?
Well, here's what happened. That caused a 6-car accident that left 7 people with injuries, some of them severe.
Oh.
Now, thank God, nobody died.
Right. Yeah.
The bigger problem, however, maybe not bigger, but what compounds the issue, he left the scene without seeing if any of the obviously injured people needed assistance.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the offseason, there was a big debate as to what should happen to him.
Yeah.
And Rashee Rice and the NFL came to an agreement. They sat down at a table, and they came to an agreement that he would be suspended for the first 6 games of the season. On Sunday, before their much-anticipated matchup with the Eagles, 3 Kansas City Chiefs walking in and while on the field warming up, including tight end Travis Kelce, were wearing free Rashee Rice T-shirts.
In support of a guy that injured people.
He's
innocent
not,
people.
Yes, yes. And he's not locked up. He accepted the suspension.
Yeah, he never got arrested?
I'm saying he's not in jail.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe he did have to do a little jail time.
Man, you think he'd have to do a lot of jail time.
But he's not locked up right now.
All right, I got you. So he's out.
Let me say this again.
So Freed Rashid.
Multiple Kansas City Chiefs players. Travis Kelce.
Well, he's the headliner.
Wide receiver Tyquan Thornton were photographed wearing, it says Free 4, and yeah. It's got four pictures of Rashee Rice in a Chiefs uniform. Stand like celebrating, yeah, catching, yeah, ball, stuff like that. Kimmy, what the hell are they doing?
That's a bad look.
I don't really get it, because it's not like a debate of whether or not he committed this crime. You know what I mean? He
did 30 days in jail, Caleb. Thank you for
reminding me. But he was jet-assing and jerking,
yeah,
around.
120 miles an hour. I
mean, super jet-assing.
I would
that's
argue
turbo-jet-assing.
Like, he's super lucky in this, yeah, situation, if anything. And again, we don't know the extent of some of those injuries either. Like, I wouldn't wear that T-shirt unless I knew how everybody was doing.
Especially Travis Kelce, because he's the most exposed.
Oh, I would agree, yeah, with you.
By far.
Not to mention, like, going into this game, you're 0-1, and this is arguably the hardest game of your season. Yeah. It's your home opener. Explain it to me. What do they think? How do they think he was wronged here?
Yeah. But their all motivation is, hey, we need him because we want to win football games.
That's what I wonder. Like, if they weren't 0-2 so far this season, would they be wearing the shirts?
Well, this was when they were 0-1.
Oh, okay.
But I'm
so
saying, like,
oh, so I thought this was, okay,
this was before,
true,
the Eagles.
Oh,
but their,
true,
motivation,
true,
is, hey, we need him back.
But this doesn't get him back.
Right, but it's also bad motivation. It's just like, you know, we're,
it's
pulling,
pointless,
for a guy.
It's just kind of pointless.
Hey, yeah, this is hurting my bottom line here because we're not winning games.
Okay, but look, if you told me, hey, if 10 guys wear this T-shirt, he'll be able to play next week, yeah, it's still a bad look.
Oh, yeah.
But at least it makes logical sense. In, yeah, this case, I don't get it. I don't understand. And it's also amazing. Look, I know the Chiefs have had the success that they've had, and that's what the argument's going to be. But the amount of absolute pieces of crap that the Chiefs have signed over the last 10 years is astonishing. They will take everyone's flaming garbage. And, yeah, like, people that have been accused of some of the worst possible things you can be accused of, hand them a helmet and say, go.
Well, especially with, like, the coach's kids' history.
Thank you.
I wouldn't, yeah, bring up anything that has to do with cars and accidents.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And for those of you who don't know that story, Google it, because it is far too depressing to get into right now. I wonder if anyone else, like Chiefs fans, bought one of these T-shirts in support.
Oh, of course they did.
Of Rashee Rice.
You know they did, man.
Oh, God, it is so icky.
It is shocking. Like, even the coach would let him do that. But again, like, these guys are, you know, Travis Kelce now is bigger than Andy Reid.
Yeah. Well, not standing next to him, he's not.
No, well, no, nobody can do that, but you know what I'm saying.
No, but the problem with Andy Reid, and I say problem again, ooh, he's won so many Super Bowls, he just lets whatever happen, happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't, he's not a kind of guy who seems, comes down on his players. You saw it happen in Philadelphia, everything that happened with Terrell Owens there. I mean, you've seen it multiple times now in Kansas City with players, mm-hmm, that have
but
happened.
But to your point, there, a lot of tragedy has followed him, not connected to football,
oh,
directly.
Oh, yeah, and just in his personal
his
life.
His family, yeah, and with football.
And oh, for players, sure, that have played underneath, yeah, him as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, like, for as lovable as he looks, there's a lot of baggage there.
No, you're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong. But it is weird how that kind of gets glossed over. Mm-hmm. Like, when you,
because he's so likable. You know, he's a big jolly guy.
But we don't know him.
I know.
No, but the side that they show you,
yeah,
jolly funny guy.
But and it also bothers me too when the NFL decides who they're, because the NFL has a say in who the face and the mouthpieces are going to, yeah, be. For example, the Dolphins are also 0-2. They're coming to town Thursday night. Tyreek Hill did one of the most disgusting things as a human being, yeah, can do. And again, if you don't know that story, Google it. I'm not doing it.
Mm.
Over the last couple of years, and it's been pulled back recently because he's kind of started to act like a psycho again, he was a guy that the NFL put front and center. Interviews, charming, funny, mm, look,
yeah,
at him go.
Yeah.
He's facing new allegations,
yes,
that are similar to the ones that he had in the past. And again, right now they're just allegations, but like, how did you not see that eventually coming?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to.
As long as you perform, they don't care.
But here's the thing, man.
If you're a top guy.
I don't mean to get on a soapbox here. I don't want to have to think about it, but you are going to force me to think about it. So if you tell me that we're going to have to lose some talent in this league because of things that have happened in the past, I'm fine with that.
But they don't seem to go in that direction.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, OJ is on the Ring of Honor.
Which,
and all you, and all that would take is a screwdriver.
You're right.
Yeah.
To take off, but they don't.
It's going to be very interesting when they go across the street to see how they handle that. Because you can make the argument, it's up. What are we going to do?
Okay.
When you go across the street, if you put it back up again, you, yeah, have now made a,
you're
conscious
active,
decision.
Right. Yeah.
That's
right?
Our guy.
So,
play ball, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.